Proof number four. This, let's go to the our next pages that we gave out. These pages. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could find, like, open up a safe and find the makar that says exactly that the murex is the source of tchilas? That'd be like, well, wonderful. Like, you couldn't get better than that. Yeah. So let's see what we can find on this matter. We're going to start. There are a number of achronim which speak about the source of tchilas. Which animal exactly is the source of tchilas? We're going to start from the bottom up. The most recent, and we'll go further back. So the most recent of the Talmidei Chachamim which speak about the source of tchilas is Rav Shlomo Shachal Hirsch in his Pirush on Chumash. You're not going to find it in the Chumash that he has in Hebrew or in English, his translated version, because they didn't know what this word meant. But in the original German version which we have over here, if you look, he says that the chilazin, he's talking about Sfune Tmune Choyel, and on the Gemara Megillah it says that Sfune is a chilazin. So he says chilazin, he says, is the purpur shnek. The chilazin is the purpur shnek. So now, what in German, what is the purpur shnek? So if you look to the next page, you have a picture taken from a German museum. And it says, look at the middle one. It says, that's the hexaplex trunculus. That's the murex trunculus. If you look, the purpur shnek. So we see, the Rav Shlomo Shachal Hirsch said, mefurish, what is the chilazin of tcheles? It is the murex trunculus. Can't get more clear than that. Let's go back. Shnek means snail, by the way. Purpur is the name of the snail. The Torah fights for aim. It says also, v'hachilazin shetzayvim midamei tcheles, Nikra chilazin adaimi, purpur shneka. Purpur shnek. Also, the Shotig Yibayim of Rama Reife, he was an Akron, he's a major Talmid Chacham, who lived in the 1600s. If you look on the first column, it's a little bit shaded. You see a little bit of a shade over there, over there. Remes hayam hanikra purpura v'hu achilazin shetzayvim b'yit hatcheles. The species of remes hayam, this marine species, which of the purpura, that is the chilazin that you die with it tcheles. Says mefurish, again, the purpur is the snail, the purpur is the snail that you die with tchilas. The Mekor Chaim, which is the Chavis Yor, he writes, Ubechidushim kasafti, there's like a word there which is unclear what that word is, but Ubechidushim kasafti, the dam chilazin shabait saivim tchilas, einai blue, rak tseva purpur, shenasa midam dag, shenikri adag purpur. You thought that tcheles was blue. Tcheles wasn't blue. Tcheles was purple. It was died from the dag, which was purpur. The dag purpur is the purpur, is the purpur snail. So he so much held that the murex was the source of tcheles. And what he saw was, I don't know if he saw, he didn't see it because they didn't have it. They weren't processing it in his times. But he knew that it gave purple, and he was so sure that this was the source of tchelas that he even, I don't know if it was a hashara, I don't know, we don't have chidushim of his, where he wrote it, so we don't know if it was if he was saying it b'teiras chidush, or b'teiras that he really felt that way, we don't know. But we see that he did hold so much of the murex that he held that the violet color that comes out of it, that's the real color of tchelas. is the Yaivitz. This is almost, he doesn't say it by name, but it's almost by name. The Yaivitz writes, he says that he brings it from the Gemara in Shabbos, it says that it was the trap in Sulma Surah L'Chaifa. And he says, Ukedobar is a mamish kasu gam seifrei umay sa'ilam. Kaisve yeshuvay hamadinais. The kaisve umay sa'ilam, the yeshuvay hamadinais, they're the ones that say that it's found in Sulma Surah L'Chaifa. And we know which history books the Yaivitz has had access to. To Aristotle and Pliny, those were the ones that he had access to. And the only thing that we found in all the history books of mention of such a thing was the Murex. So again, so we have Mefurash Yaivitz that says that the Murex Trunculus is the source of Tchilas. Now imagine even more, even better. Imagine we had a Makar from a Gemara that identifies him, that says, points exactly to the Murex as being the source of Tchilas. So let's go to the Rav Yah. Look at the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah says, V'garsinon, the Rav Yah is going on the Mishnah and Brachas, that somebody, when's man Tfilah? When's man Kriyashma? Mishayakir ben Tchilas l'karsi. That's one of the Shittas. So V'garsinon, and he brings down a Talmud Yushalmi. This Yushalmi we don't have, like a lot of Talmud Yushalmi we don't have, that the Baal HaTosfos had. This is one of them that he quotes that we don't have. He says, Bein Tcheles Lekarsi, Bein Purpirin Ubein Prifinin. Between Purpirin and Bein Prifinin. Vu Me'il Shekirin Beloshin Laz Purpira. And this is a cloak that was called in Laz Purpira. And then there's another one that's similar to it. Now what's it saying over here? So we don't know what the, we didn't know what the word prefinin is. We don't know what the word prefinin is. So, but porpirin, we know. Porpirin is from the root of porpor, from the porpor snail. So you see that tcheles is being identified from dye with the porpor snail. Now, the what's it called, the opponents to Tcheles back in the day would say that no, they had all sorts of Tchias to be Dechelis because they said Prefinin, it must be a different cloak, and Porpirin is just a way of saying a cloak and has nothing to do with Tcheles. It's just like, you know, you have Ben Zev LeKelev, you have Ben Porpirin LePrefinin, which is also, you have two cloaks. It wasn't, the context of the Yishalmi wasn't to explain Tcheles and Karsi. It was a new thing. However, recently we found that Rabbi Shua Yankelowitz, who's an expert in Kisve Yad, he uncovered that the Girsa and the Rav Yah that we have in front of us is a mistake. And the real Girsa is, as you see, look at your Mar Makayma sheets, it says, Bein Porperun Ubein Prisinun. The Girsa in the Rav Yah was a mistake. There was a mistake in the Girsa. The Gersim B'Yishalmi Bein Tcheles L'Karson Bein Porpirun Ubein Prisinun. The Tcheles is a beged of Tcheles, which is called Porpirun, and a beged of Karsi is called Prisinun, because we know what Prisinun is. If you go to the Greek, Prisinos is a garment dyed leek green from the porpor, is dyed from the porpor. Prisinun is being metara beged dyed leek green. So again, so we have a mefurish Yishalmi. We have a mefurish Yishalmi that tcheles is dyed from the porpor. What? Right, but it's Yishalmi. The Rav Yah quotes many Yishalmis over now. We actually found there's a Rav Yah, there's a Rav Yah in Agave Erevin, which quotes a Yishalmi that we don't have. And recently they found in the bindings of the books, they found pieces of from the Yishalmi, and they found that it exactly what the Rav Yah was saying. So that's proof number four. We have Mefurish from the Achrayim, and we see a Makar in the Yerushalmi, Lahedya, that by name, the source of Tchelas is the pauper. And that is, what is a pauper? The pauper in Greek, it's not only in German, it's in Greek, even modern Greek, that's the way they called it. That's in all the old Ksavim of Pliny and Aristotle. It was called the purpura. That's what it's called even today in Italian. It's called purpura. Or I think in Spanish also it's like purpura. So we see again that the murex is directly identified as the source of Tchelas. Now let's go to the next proof. Proof number five. And for that, let's get out the next book that we gave out. This one. There's a Tesefta in Menaches. Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. Tchelas in Ksheira Ela Menachilazin. Tchelas is not kosher only from the Chilazin. Shaloi Menachilazin Psula. If Tchelas came from somewhere else other than the Chilazin, it's Pasul. Shni HaToyla'as. Min HaToyla'a Shebaharim. From the Toyla'a, from the warm of the Harim. Hevi Shaloi Min HaToyla'as Shebaharim Psula. If he brings from a telas which is not Shebaharim, it's possible. What do we see from here? We see that there's only one criteria for Tchelas. That it should be from the Chilazin. If you have a Tchelas dye, you have a dye, Tchelas, that's brought from the Chilazin, that's kosher. If you bring it from something else other than a Chilazin, it's going to be possible. A Shni Telas has more of a Hakpada. It's Shni Telas, it's from the Telea Shebaharim. It has to be a Telas which comes from the Harim. If it's not from the Harim, then it's possible. If Telas would need to come from a specific species of Chilazin, so then it would have to be Magdir. Hevi min HaChilazin HaPlaini, Kshera. Shaloi min HaChilazin HaPlaini, Psula. But it doesn't do that like it does by Telashni. So it's one of two options. Either it doesn't make a difference which chilazin you get it from. As long as you get it from a chilazin, that's the only hakpada of the Torah. As long as you get it from a chilazin, then it's kosher. If you don't get it from a chilazin, it's pasul. Any chilazin will do. However, by Telashni, there was a hakpada specifically, we want you to get it from the Telashabar. The other option is that in the times of Chazal, there was only one chilazin which gave Tchelas that they knew about. And whereas by Tchelas that gave a red dye, we knew about a number of them. Which in terms of the red dye, we do know of a number of Tchelas which do give it. Again, I mentioned the Kermes, the Carmine, the Cochineal, the Lac. They're all forms of, they're all insects which give red dyes. And there's Hakpada specifically on the Telas, on the Kermes, on the Telas Shebaharim. That was what the Rishayim mentioned about. However, when it comes to Tchelas, they only knew about one. Just like today, we only know about one. There's only one Chilazin which gives the dye of Tchelas. So if we can identify what a Chilazin is, then we could see from this Tesefta that it would be kosher. As long as it's a Chilazin which gives a dye, a blue dye, which Chazal knew about in their time period, then we know we have a source. This would be kosher for Tchelas. Right. That leaves us only to identify what does the word Chilazin mean, and then once we understand what the word Chilazin means, then we can see from the Tesefta that it would be kosher for Tchelas. The sixth raya, because these two are going to be telling on the same thing, on the identification of the word chilazin, so we're going to put it together. It's from a Sefri. Let's read it inside. Svunei tmunei chel, svunei zu chilazin. Lefi shashivtei shal zvulun misraim lefnei amokim, va'aymer lefanev rebayne shal eilam, la'achi nasata aratzais, v'li nasata chilazin. Omar loi, Shani matzrichem liyod chalidei chilazin zeh. The Zvulun was complaining, what did you give me? You gave me a chilazin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that I am going to be matzrich klal Yisrael for your chilazin. The way Zvulun said it stam. He said, V'lina sata chilazin. And you gave me, and to me, what did I get? I got a chilazin. And that's what Zvulun said. I got a chilazin. It is before getting involved in the mitzvah of tchelis. That was the answer. The answer was, Shani matzrichem liyodcha alidei achilazin zeh. Alidei achilazin zeh, I'll make them need you for it because of the tchelis. Right? Zvulun is saying, you gave me a chilazin. Now, how could you use a word stam chilazin? Stam chilazin would mean the chilazin, right? The chilazin. The famous chilazin. I'll give a mashal. If somebody were, let's say, a few hundred years from now, find a newspaper from the United States, an international newspaper, speaking about the United States, and it talks about how in the year 2020, there were riots in the Capitol. And that's what he says. Now would he clear, listen, the Capitol, what's the Capitol? Does it mean Washington, D.C.? Or does it mean Tallahassee, Florida? Tallahassee, Florida is also a capital. The capital of Florida. We say, no, of course, what does that mean? The capital is the famous capital, Washington, D.C., of course. So, Imkein, so the same thing over here. If we're seeing a terminology used as chilazin, so it would have to be the famous chilazin. And we're saying, see from the Sefri, that the famous chilazin was the one used for tchelas. So now we're going to go through if we can identify what species is a chilazin, and then we could go ahead and say, what's the chilazin? Look for the famous chilazin of the time. And then we could find out what the source of chilas is. So the first makar is the Medrash Rabbah. We have a number of midrashim, which say that, like we already quoted in the first proof, let's see again. So the Medrash Rabbah says, that the chilazin is an animal with a shell. Again, we see that the Medrash and Tilim says the same thing. It has a nartik. The Dvarim Rabbah also says it's a creature with a nartik. So now we could see that we're limited to finding what's a chilazin. The chilazin is a creature with a nartik, with a shell. What's a creature with a shell? It could be a turtle, it could be a snail, it could be a clam. Not so many creatures with shells, but there are creatures with shells. So now try to figure out in the family of creatures, which creature is the chilazin? Which one are the ones that have a shell? So Rashi in Sanhedrin Sadiyav Med Aleph says, chilazin is a toilas. What's a toilas? What's a toilas with a shell? If you have a worm with a shell, that's a snail. Rashi and Emer says, the Rashmi Shantz says, so you see that the Rashmi Shantz also says that Tchelas comes from a creature, that's a Tchelas. The Ravid also says, also the Ravid says that the chilazin is a snail, is a worm, and a worm with a shell is a snail. The Rav Yoh says also chilazin telas vein le'or. Rabbi Nosson Ava Yeshiva says el bedam telas min hayam nikras chilazin. The Shitul Ran that we spoke about says chilazin shu guf otum ki chilzonis halalu sheba'ashbais ve'enei bal evarim. It's like one of these chilzonis has a guf otum, it doesn't have hands or legs. So the creature that only has a body without any hands or legs, without any avarim, like the chilzonis of the ashba. So we see that the Ran, Shitul Ran, also seems to learn that
they must have legs.
What?
They move, they must have legs.
It's like a slug. A slug moves by contracting its body and spreading it out. The Ritzva also says the same thing. The Shani Chilam, Shani Bala Yivarim, Ela Guf Otem, Kechilzonis Cheba Ashbais. The Aruch and Erech Chilazin says, who have a hutsurase v'nikras chilazin, k'me achilazin tru mukaf. And here he says, my first, that's a snail. He actually draws a picture of it, of a round snail. Now we're going to go through the Makaris that say Mefurish, that Achilazin is snail. Rashi in Parashas Ekev says, brings down the Medrash of the Nartika Gadol Imai, that Shel grows with it. He says, Gadol Avushan Iman, Kilavush Hazeh Shel Chaymit She Gadol Imai, like a Chaymit that grows along with it. A Chaymit is a snail. The Mishnah Zerash says, Rabbi Re'ei, Mi Beisei Shel Shavlul, Calls my shugal natiga gadol imai. A shavlul is a snail. The Rabbeinu Bechai in his Medrash also brings it down like that. Seil mad min hachoymet hazeh. Shalavushay gadol imai. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Kalim says on a chilazin. So it was written in Arabic and it's translated. His chilazin vukein sedef. It has a hard. It has a shell. Asimi Barzal Nailim is talking about a type of key. Nailim by Sadlasis Vaisi had Sedef who had Sedef Shal Balchai Hayami. It was a shell of a Balchai Hayami, an ocean creature. Hanikra Chalzun. Chalzun is snail in Arabic. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Chav Chesam Abay says, Mishkidi Chalzaini Limit Belaz. Min chilazin. It's a type of chilazin. It's called limt. What is limt? Where is this limt? Shabbos, Daf Ayin Zayin Mabez, says shavlul is a limtza. A limtza is the same thing as shavlul. Snail. Hachaymet, zlimtza. Yeah, I brought down the Targum Alaz over here. The limtza is French, is limus. In French, that's a snail. Shavlul, yesh paishun limtza, Rashi Marikotan also says, called shavlul limtzun. Rashi in Chagigu Yir Aleph, Amir Aleph calls a chaymet a limtza. And Rabbeinu Gershom in Bechayres also says, chilazin karin belaz limtz. Rashi in Chun also says, a chaymet is a limtza. Rabbi Tanchum Yerushalmi, he was from the Dor after the Rambam, and they used his works as a dictionary for the Yad HaZaka. And he writes, Chilazin ha-chilazin hazeh kol zman shu gadol nartikei gadol imai hu chalzun gam ba'aravit. So, aravit, chalzun, is a snail. If you see on the next page, we wrote it down. Copy of that. A chalzuna. Chalzun. Begins a kedem from the Gainim. The translation is on the bottom from Professor Zohar Amar. He translated it. And it says, Hu Tailas im Michse or Nartik Bidmus Egois Nevuv Reik. It's a Tailas that has a covering or a shell with the dmus of a nut, which is hollow. So again, we see from the Gainim already that Chilazin means snail. And from the Achrayim, the Tzvus Ha'aretz also say it, but Mefurish, the Malbim, Hachoymet Belaz Al Chazon, Shnek is a snail, Umuch Mizeh Shachilazin HaTcheles Min Choymet, Shnek. So we see from here that the Chilazin for Tcheles is a snail. Siddur Yayvet says, V'tzoyvin Oysay B'dam Chilazin Ber Yoshev Yam Doim L'Dag V'Choymet Yami. It's a ocean snail. Again, the Marikain also quotes on the Medrash of Chilazin Zeh, Shagal Matika Inma, he quotes Chaymet. We brought down a Gemara. The Gemara also brings down a Smech that you could use other languages to be Megala. You could use Arabic over there to be Megala on Lashon HaKodesh. What names do they use in other languages to be Megala unto us? What Aramaic means? So Hebrew means, so we could use other languages. So Tosfos says by Lashon Sursi, he says, near the Lashon Sursi, you Lashon Arami. He says that Lashon Sursi is Lashon Arami, is Aramaic, is Syriac. Sursi is Syriac. And what do they say? How do they say snail in Syriac? Halazona. Now let's go through some other languages where they what they call snail. In Latin it's alzon, in Turkish it's halazon, and in Persian it's halazon. So you see, we have proven there's no suffix that chilazon means snail. Chilazon means a snail, and that's the way they use it in modern Ivrit. Also, not that we bring a raya from there, but it is called a snail. Is a snail. So now we go back to our raya. So the proof number 5 and 6 is mefurish. So again, we prove that tcheles comes from the murex, because number one, the murex was around in the time, was a snail in the times of Chazal that gave a blue dye, and they knew about the murex, and they said, and Chazal still said, maybe minachilaz and ksheira, shalom minachilaz and psula. So that means that maybe minah snail is kosher, and the snail. Stam snail includes murex, and the same thing for raya number 6, that the chilazin, that the when Zvulun said stam chilazin, I have the chilazin. What was the chilazin? The snail. He says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you gave my the other shvatim my ratzis, and you gave me the snail. What was the snail? The snail of the time was none other than the murex. That was the snail. That was the world famous, world sought after snail. So I think from this, I think we proved conclusively each raya standing alone on its own, each one from a totally different angle, that the murex is indeed the correct source of tcheles. Now, in Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we're going to go through questions and answers. Frequently asked questions and answers regarding Tcheles, and we're going to go into the Das of the Gedolim about wearing Tcheles.